Not much going on at eBay this week.
There's enough, but it's all about promotions again. So we've talked a lot about promotions this month.
Yeah, we're promoting promotions a lot.
It's there you go. There's the angle. Right. We're promoting promotions.
Yeah.
But we're going to do our best to make it as interesting as possible.
Always.
Let's get up.
Oh, that's always.
I think it's time for us to raise the energy level. I think we're ready, Alan.
Let's do it.
Okay.
I'm Alan.
And I'm Griff, and this is the eBay for Business podcast. What happened to my energy?
Get up. Come on.
Your weekly source for the information and inspiration you need to start, run, and grow a business, no matter how big, no matter how small, on the world's most powerful marketplace. And this, by the way, is episode 64.
Good job, Griff.
I'm thinking of a song.
Sounded like it. And the theme this week is promotions that work.
And to that end, we're going to speak with two eBay sellers this week. The first one is a seller named Liz O'Kane, and I talked to her about her promotion strategies that work. And I actually was quite intrigued by what she had to say.
Awesome. Can't wait to hear it.
Yeah.
And our friend Doug spoke with eBay seller Zindi Zlato at the annual Ecom Chicago conference.
And guess what, Alan?
I don't know.
We have questions.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we got lots of questions emailed to us at podcast@ebay.com.
Podcast@ebay.com?
That's it. Podcast@ebay.com. You want to promote that a little bit more?
We have our very own special email address.
Yeah, we do.
Podcast@ebay.com.
That's the one.
Oh, yeah.
You're good at promotion.
I've mentioned that before. See what you did there.
You know what's not so good, though? As much as we promote the hotline, we had no calls on the hotline last week.
Landline is dead.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess people don't want to phone in at 888-723-4630. We are getting interesting calls. I'm just going to go off topic here.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not quite sure. I think something happened. Because did I talk about this in the past?
Spanish number?
Yeah,
Spanish
we're getting
callers.
A lot of Spanish-speaking callers. And then I figured out that somewhere, somehow, that number got published as the eBay customer support number on a Spanish network somewhere. So I added a bit of to the recorded message that says, hey, this is in Spanish. It says, and I don't speak Spanish. I used a Google translation voice. I said, hey, it's not customer support. Here's where if you have customer support, go here. And those calls have gone down. But we're getting a new interesting call now on the hotline. They last about a minute or two, and it's just industrial noise. So I can tell by looking at the length of the phone call, the file size, and I'm almost always right. It's going to be someone running an engine or water dripping. And I'm thinking it might be a disgruntled person somewhere who's determined to drive me crazy.
Yeah. Where has your number been posted now?
Probably on the set of Saw 3.
That's antagonized, Griff.
It's easy. You're not antagonizing me. I just delete them. But I'd love it if you call us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, we got sellers.
Okay.
We got questions.
All right. A very full agenda by the sound of it.
Yeah.
So let's begin with what's buzzing in the eBay seller community.
What's the buzz this week, Alan?
Well, we've mentioned before that we report what sellers are talking about to the organization. And by now, I hope sellers realize we don't sugarcoat it. We report the good and the bad.
That's right. There you have it.
The buzz.
Right. Indeed.
Well, it's been an interesting week, Griff.
Has it?
We've had some issues, but we're doing our best to keep the seller community updated via announcements. We held a focus community chat, and we've even done a special eBay for Business Facebook Live.
Yeah, and let's get into the details here, because someone who's been under a rock may not know what we're talking about. Okay. On October 15th, eBay rolled out an update that caused a couple issues. Initially, an issue that prevented sellers from relisting or revising listings in certain categories. Now, we're not going to go into all the details here, but there are multiple announcements on the community announcement page, the seller and news announcements, and they detail everything. So if you want to know the details and you want to stay up to date, and we urge you to do so, you have to head on over to ebay.com/announcements, and you got to read through the latest information. And it may, during times like this, behoove you to check it out every morning, even in the best of times. Still a good habit to get into.
Definitely. There is an option to subscribe to the announcements board, so that way when a new announcement is posted, you'll receive a notification and an email. Just a little pro tip there.
Keep you informed.
Exactly. So when we heard about the issue, we announced that we were working on it. We did see there was a lot of information that was incorrect and guidance spread on social media and YouTube, and that caused unnecessary concern among sellers.
Yeah, it's always best not to jump to conclusions, and you should always wait for either a recommendation or information from the source. And in this case, that's the seller news announcements. In the meantime, be careful what you see out there on social media and on YouTube. There's quite a bit of well-meaning, but sometimes a little inaccurate information out there, and you want to stay informed correctly.
That's right. The good news here is that we have had a lot of sellers passing on feedback and details to us, and we've been updating as much as we have been able to, and made the eBay experts available to answer questions in the community and on Facebook Live.
This feedback does get passed on to the teams and the execs at eBay. In fact, they're not waiting for this to be passed on. Most of them are actually reading the comments and sometimes jumping in to the appropriate forum as well.
That's right.
So what were sellers talking about in relation to this, Alan?
Overall, some sellers were upset that category changes were implemented close to the holiday season.
Can't blame them.
Mm-hmm. And sellers wanted to know if they needed to manually input data in listings that are missing item specifics, or if eBay will migrate these details.
I believe the correct call to action for sellers is on the seller news announcement.
It is.
Right, and seller news announcements were posted throughout the duration of the issue, as we've said, and they're going to continue to get posted. And they'll provide detailed information. We'll include the links in the transcript of this episode so you have access to all of that information.
And what I like to see, Griff, sellers expressed appreciation that eBay was transparent about the issues and the amount of updates we provided. And they liked that we did additional things like additional community chats and Facebook Lives.
And our team has built a pretty good relationship with sellers over the years. A lot are helping with details and feedback, so keep them coming.
Mm-hmm. And recently there was discussions about an issue with Markdown Manager. We saw conversations saying that Markdown Manager promotions were not beginning or were stuck in pending for days.
Hmm. I believe that there's normally a 24 or 48 hour indexing period for most promotions before they go live, I think.
Yeah, we're still working on fixing this one, Griff.
Well, I'm glad they're discussing it. It brings it to our attention. Looks like we're on a roll, Alan. What else do we have?
Yeah, in community and social, we saw a lot of conversation from sellers who received excessive and inaccurate bills for their upcoming fees in both Seller Hub and the My eBay My Account overview.
Really?
Yeah. The good news is this one was resolved very quickly, and only the correct amount will be deducted from the seller's accounts.
Well, I'm glad that one's tidied up. Mm-hmm. As always, we recommend and urge you to visit the seller news announcements in the eBay community for updates. Is that all, Alan?
That is all the fits this week, Griff.
Great.
Now we reach back into our vault of seller interviews from eBay Open 2019 for our segment, Better Know an eBay Seller. This week we'll listen in to the interview Griff had with Shine Award winner Dove Schreiber.
There are 8 total Shine Award winners this year, and our next guest is one of those Shine Award winners, and his name is Dove Schreiber. And your business, Dove, is...
I'm the owner of Frames and Optics. We sell eyewear, both sunglasses and eyeglasses, designer and non-designer.
Prescription?
Without the prescription.
So you get the frames and then you can fill them after?
Right, right. Our customers usually fill them locally at their optometrist stores.
Tell me a little bit more about your business and how it connects to Shine.
Yeah. So I started the business, the journey, 5 years ago in the summer of 2014. And I was in college at the time, seeking to make some small profit on the sides, covering for, you know, tuition and some of the recreational things I was doing. And I thought it'd be best to take a local job at an optometry store close to my home.
And where's your home?
I live in Borough Park in Brooklyn.
Okay.
Brooklyn, New York, yeah. And so I took this job to make a little bit of an side income at the local optometry store and began to build a passion for eyewear, dealing with consumers, helping them with their fashion, both fashion and their, you know, what they need. As you know, glasses are important. They're highly personal. They sit in your face. The first thing people see, you want them to look good and you want them to help the purpose of vision.
Yeah.
So it's a necessity as well for my consumers. I was highly passionate about it and wanted to seek out an opportunity to build my own business. So I saw an opportunity, a big gap in the marketplace and e-commerce, filling a gap for affordable eyewear. At the time, there wasn't much on the internet for designer frames. So I started looking into maybe even creating my own website, but then saw that it's highly competitive and promoting my own site, doing the campaigning, the SEO would just be too much to handle while being in college. So what better platform to use than eBay's, right? They bring everything the seller needs and the seller just brings the product. And that's the step of building my business.
And when did you start this again?
This was in 2014,
right,
in September.
So it's really not that long ago, 5 years.
Right. Yeah, it was a short journey, an incredible one.
Where are you now with your business? How successful is it?
So, and following graduation, I saw the opportunity of growing it to a full-time career.
Mm-hmm.
given that it picked up, extravagantly over the past few years in college. So I didn't want to miss out the opportunity to make it a full-time career for myself. So I was able to take it from a hobby, which I saw it at the time being in college, to a successful full-time career. I graduated last year in the end of the summer, and since then it's just been really prolific for the business.
Do you work alone or do you have employees?
So I do everything myself, like from the start of the listing and package and shipping, everything is done by me, yeah.
And do you work out of your home?
Yeah.
How many articles of eyewear do you keep in an inventory and in stock?
Currently I have about 2,800 listings on eBay.
Okay, and all that's in your house or apartment?
All that is in the basement, yeah.
Okay.
It's a pretty large basement, yeah. But nonetheless, it's getting cramped up. Eventually, within the year, I'll probably move out just to enable me to stack up a lot more inventory.
Do you have systems and operations in place that keep things straight so that you know where everything is?
Yeah, so that's important to have. I do everything myself, from like bringing the shipments in and having them sent to the consumers, so I know where everything lies. Sort of have them physically mapped out in my, where I keep the inventory in the basement.
You're obviously passionate about eyewear.
Absolutely.
What started this passion?
While I was still working, I guess, in the storefront, in the optical store, being able to communicate with buyers with a highly individualized product, fitting their needs, both in fashion and with their health.
So what do you hope to get out of being a participant in the Shine Award program for yourself and your business?
First of all, being chosen as a young entrepreneur, that would reinforce the idea that as long as you're passionate about anything, there's always room for growth. Be it that you sell someone else's brand or you want to sell your own brand, there's always opportunity present.
Yeah.
You just got to love what you do, and once you love it, you do it well. And that's when, chances are highly likely for you to be successful. And to give that message over to even my community, where there are many young people who think there's only maybe one direction to take to success, which be at college or more like the 9-to-5 job. I just want to give the message that you don't have to sell your hours for a dollar amount. Opportunity is endless, especially with eBay and e-commerce growing so much. My story hopefully will inspire others to take a step, a leap into eBay.
So how many pairs of glasses do you own for yourself?
Ooh, the big question.
I know how many I own.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I get another pair. So,
all right, yeah,
they come out of style, so I don't wear them anymore, but I usually switch between 2-3 pairs.
That does happen, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Well, it is fashion, so you have these fads coming in and out.
You can always resell the frames.
Exactly.
Do you ever resell?
So I'm thinking just now to open another eBay account that will focus primarily on store returns, used products.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to mix on,
That's a smart idea to keep them separate, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if I start to deassess for my collection, I'll call you.
I got Griff as a customer.
I'm obsessed with glasses right now. Mm-hmm. I'm never going to get laser. I'm never going to get contacts. So why not look good in what you got now? We've been speaking to Dove Schreiber. Mm-hmm. Dove is on eBay. He sells under the user ID of
Frames and Optics.
Best of luck with your Shine Award winning.
Thank you very much.
And we'll find out
a
little later.
We could all use it, yeah. I consider myself a winner already.
You
just being here and participating.
I think so too.
Yeah. Thank you very much for hosting.
Thanks,
it's a pleasure to be here.
Wrapping up our month here, talking about promotions, promotion strategies, promotion tools, what works and what doesn't work. We're going to focus on what works. And this week, we're talking about promotions that work. And we're lucky enough to be talking with an eBay seller. Her name is Liz O'Kane. Her user ID is Colorado Reworn. That's her user ID. And we're going to talk about her perspective on promotions that she's found over time work for the holidays. Hi, Liz. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Griff. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. Liz, tell us how long you've been selling on eBay and what it is you sell. I think I have an idea, but I'll hear it from you.
I've been selling full-time on eBay for 3 years, but I've been selling on the platform for 17. And I sell mostly men's and women's clothing and in the home goods, linens.
You're in more than just one category then.
Yes.
What's your promotion strategy?
Honestly, my strategy doesn't really change throughout the year. This is actually my third holiday season as a full-time seller. I'm one that believes in knowing all the tools and using them year-round. And as the holiday season approaches, flexing based on what my competitors are doing. So I feel that knowing the tools year-round and using them year-round is my strategy.
And also keeping an eye on the competition.
Absolutely.
And how does that impact how you manage and run a particular promotion? Does that mean that sometimes you have to change things about the promotion? And if so, what?
Absolutely. For an example, right now I'm running a promotion, buy two, get one free in one of my categories.
May I ask which one?
Right now it's all of my socks. Coming into the holiday season, socks are stocking stuffers. Socks are kind of universal, right?
Yeah, they fit right into socks. It's amazing.
They just really do. Yeah. And if I feel that that's not working for me or that strategy is not working for me, I know that I could easily end that promotion after letting it run for a while and getting a feel for how that's going and easily change it to, say, a markdown manager sale.
You have to be nimble. You can't just set it and forget it and walk away and think it's going to work.
Absolutely not. Checking on my promotions at least once a week during the regular season, that's a once a week checklist as a seller for me. During the holiday season, I may check that every day or every other day.
And I'm assuming that the one metric that counts is how many sales you're making.
Yes, it is.
So if you see that you're not making as many sales over the last week as you would have liked to, that's the impetus to actually make a change to the promotional strategy.
Yes, it is.
So what types of promotions work best for you?
It really depends on the category. Like I said, in sock, the buy two, get one free, that worked for me last year in another category. So I decided to try it on this one this year. In other categories, maybe say men's or women's sweaters, a traditional markdown sale could work.
So as opposed to a BOGO, buy one, get one, just taking the inventory in a category and then just running a markdown sales event.
Yes. Another thing that I like to do is if I do have, say, multi-quantity of a certain sweater, I will do the volume discounts on that also.
Are there any types of promotions that you've learned over the last few years that just don't work well at all for you?
Years ago, I used to, when promotions manager, markdown manager came out, I'm like, well, I'll give 5% off. That doesn't really add a value to my customers. I like to add a value to my markdowns when using a markdown manager. The lowest I go might be 10% for a small amount of time, but I really like to offer my customers 20 to 40% off my items when I am marking them down. Another promotion that did not work well for me that I have seen is a buy three, get free shipping. I have taken that away because I've added more shipping into my item. So if a buyer looks at my items and half of them already offer free shipping, that's not really an incentive. So I have stopped doing those. Recently, I was talking to a fellow seller and we were talking about promotions and I asked them if they were offering a markdown sale on their items and one of value that we were talking about before. And a question that they asked me was, so do you increase the price so that you can mark it down lower? My question is, why would somebody buy something at $20 on sale when it's been offered for $20 all year? There's no value in that.
I can understand why a seller might try that strategy, but if,
yes,
especially if you're after buyers who are watching your items, they're pretty savvy about the price before the discount. So that actually could erode trust with buyers who are watching your inventory.
It can. And I think that that strategy could go one of two ways. I've just adopted the plan of not doing it.
Yeah.
Honestly, if something hasn't sold in 6 months, I want to mark it down to move it, to make way for new inventory for my buyers.
And you really want to mark it down. You don't want to play games. You just want it gone.
Absolutely. And sometimes if I'm thinking of it and I haven't run a markdown sale, the other tool that I really like is the seller-initiated offer.
The one where you can make an offer to buyers who are either watching your item or have it in the shopping cart.
Yes. And the way that I see that is I am sending an offer to my buyer. When eBay sends out that offer, the buyer sees how much it is discounted by both dollar amount and percentage off. So I like to make sure that there's value in that offer.
And you find this is a successful strategy?
I do. I feel that what makes this, for me, successful is that I do offer a valuable discount. And I also strategize the time of day that I send these offers out.
You mentioned percentages and about how 5% just didn't work for you. Do you use the same percentage discount across categories or over time have you discovered that there are different sort of floor levels or sweet spots for the percentage discount that work for different categories?
I do offer different discounts. As a matter of fact, one of my strategies that I do like to use is what I call a tiered discount when I start a markdown manager sale.
Tiered?
I
mean, oh, that's interesting. Tiered. Yeah, what is tiered?
So I don't know if that's the appropriate word for it, but that's what I've named it in my world.
Well, we're going to name it that. We're going to stick with that name then.
I will go in and start a markdown sale. And in the markdown sale event tool, you have the option to offer, let's say, 50% off. Mm-hmm. And then I can tier that down to 40% off and then tier that down to 30% off when I start my sale. I can then add items to each of those percentages, and it will all fall under the same sale so that when a buyer sees one of my items and sees that it is 30% off and the banner across it says up to 50% off, they can click on that and see all of my items that are included in that sale.
What a crafty way to use
that.
Thank you. Yes, that's wonderful. Yeah. I was wondering if what you meant is that over time you increase the discount. Much like they used to do in retail when they'd have like their clearance area, you know, for a week, it would be 20% and then they would take and add another 10% and add another 10% every week until it was gone.
Right. And I do believe eBay does have a tool that will do that for you. It's honestly not one that I have played around with yet.
Yeah. You know, I've seen it. When you list an item on the app or if you're a brand new seller, it comes up as an option just before you submit the listing. I forget what it's called. Forgive me. But it is a
so
way.
So you haven't used it either.
No, I haven't. But I think if you're an experienced seller, you don't want. I'm not very comfortable with that happening automatically. I'd rather do that manually at my choice. But it's the same strategy. I think, you know, keep lowering the price by increasing the discount over time. And I think the eBay tool just actually lowers the price.
Sounds like a good program for the newer sellers.
The newer seller. And I think it's called Easy Pricing, if I'm not mistaken. There's also promoted listings, which we've talked endlessly about in the last few months. But some sellers do promote their listings and others don't. What do you have a promotion strategy for promoted listings?
I actually do. I incorporate both promoted listings and listing promotions, sometimes separate and sometimes together. I play around with my percentages on my promoted listings based on the market of like items. I don't spend a whole lot of time digging. If I have something unique or a one-of-a-kind item, I may skip a promoted listing on that item.
If it's doing well.
If it's doing well.
Right. Why promote it if it's already doing well?
Sometimes I feel that sellers feel that it's an all-or-none tool. But that's what's kind of great about promoted listings is you can pick and choose which items you promote. Right now, I have about 90% of my store promoted. Because I do hold back some of my items that I don't feel need the promotion. At this time, I typically have my store anywhere between 2% and 6%. I have not played around with trending rates for my items at this date.
Yeah. Well, Liz, before we go, I was hoping that you might, from your expertise and experience as a seller on eBay with promotions, have some promotional tips for sellers out there that you'd like to share.
My tip for sellers is to give each and every promotion and promoted tool a try. If you're new and you've never tried one, start with one promotion. I feel that a markdown sale is the easiest one to start with. My second tip is to give it time. Try out different strategies in different categories. A markdown sale for one day is going to net different results than a markdown sale, say, for a week. Give your first one a week or two and see how it goes. Next, try out another tool, and then you'll soon learn how to incorporate them and how to use them together.
So don't be afraid. Try everything. Try different combinations and be patient.
Absolutely. You're not going to break it.
Right. I mean, what do you have to lose, right?
Absolutely.
Excellent advice. Liz, this has been fantastic. Thank you so much for taking time out of your selling day to speak with us here on the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
We've been speaking about holiday promotions that work with Liz O'Kane. She's known on eBay as Colorado Reworn. That's all one word, Colorado Reworn. Go check her out and see what she's doing for her promotions.
Last week, Doug Smith attended the annual Ecom Chicago conference. While there, Doug spoke with eBay seller Zindi Zlatow about promotions that work for her. Let's listen in.
Hi, this is Doug from the community team. I'm at Ecom Chicago 2019 with Zindi Zlatow. What we want to talk about is promotions that work, advice you have, tips you have for sellers. So at a high level, what promotions work for you?
The one that works best for me, especially going into fourth quarter, is the spend a certain amount and get free shipping. And what we have found is that it doesn't matter if you have a lot of the same items or if you have a wide variety of items. People will buy a second item to get free shipping. So since we sell a lot in used clothing, we can't necessarily offer free shipping on every product. The margin's not there. But if they'll buy multiple items, then I can offer free shipping. And we've found that they can and they will buy a men's item and a children's item. They'll buy a coffee mug and a sweater. They will combine any combination of two items to get that free shipping. I think a lot of big sites have that where you have to spend a certain amount to get free shipping. And so as buyers, we're kind of trained to feel that way. So it allows me to offer a buyer free shipping without having to offer it on each item, which my business can't necessarily afford. I think a free shipping one has worked across every category that we sell in, but we do sell mostly in used clothing. I guess I would say that it works best there for us, but that's simply because that's what we sell the most of.
And how do you decide on percentages and things like that?
For me, I look at when they run a promotion, they can't submit a best offer. And I offer best offer on all of my items. So I look at, okay, if they spend this amount, then would what I would have taken in a best offer cover the shipping cost? So the discount I would have provided in a best offer situation will cover the shipping cost. So that I'm not actually losing anything. It's just a way for them to get the free shipping, and it becomes a cart builder for me. So instead of someone just coming in and buying one item, now they buy two or three items.
And what about promotions during the holidays? What high-level tips do you have?
So one of the things that I love to do is to run the codeless coupon. So I can go in and find my buyers that have bought for me in the last month or so, who have left me positive feedback that I have similar items as what they've purchased recently. And I can send them a message and say, hey, you know, I'm so glad you got your item and you enjoyed it. Here's a coupon off your next purchase. And then they'll come back in, buy again. And so that drives more traffic to my store, gets me more sales.
And what tools do you use? Are there any that you recommend over others?
I definitely think the cart building tool of either offering free shipping or spend a certain amount, get a certain amount off. I think if you're only going to use one, that would be what I would use. In retail, it is so hard to get somebody to come into your store. The hardest thing is to get somebody to come in. Once they're there, you can sell them, but you got to get them through the door. That cart building promotion allows you to sell them once they're in the door. I already got them into my listing, so I got them in the door. Now I can sell them multiple items. So I keep them in my store versus them going to somebody else's.
So what mistakes do you see out there in terms of promotions?
When somebody says, I'll give you $5 off your $500 purchase. Nobody cares about that. Nobody's going to come into my store and spend $500 for free shipping when the average item costs $18. It's not going to happen. So what would entice you as a buyer to actually buy multiple products instead of just having something just to have, just to say you have something? It has to be a promotion that is actually going to convert.
And what about promoted listings?
I always use promoted listings, but unless we have a very rare item, so let's say we have a very rare item that there are only five on eBay, then I don't need to promote that one. It's going to wind up on the first page no matter what. But for the vast majority of our items, they're common items. It's a used sweater that you could buy anywhere in the country. So yeah, I'm going to pay to promote it. But we come in low. So when I first list that item, I don't need to even be at trending rate. I can come in low and see if it sells. If I still have it a month from now, then maybe I push that promoted listing percentage up to try and get it to move then. So I use it as a lever to push sales in areas that I need them.
What Q4 holiday promotion tips do you have? What would be your top three tips?
If you're not offering free shipping, if you can't offer free shipping, then do a free shipping promotion. Even if you don't do it throughout the rest of the year, do it free shipping in Q4. And then pay attention to codeless coupons, because you can create repeat buyers in Q4 that you can't get any other time of the year. You have buyers that will come on just in Q4 that don't normally shop eBay throughout the year. So if I can grab them in Q4, I can keep them all year round, which is how I've created a repeat buyer base. I grabbed them in Q4 and then I kept them. So pay attention to those codeless coupons. I think it's an undervalued promotion. And then run a sale. Everyone expects a sale, especially during the holidays, Black Friday, Cyber Monday. Pay attention to those retail events and adjust your sales accordingly so that you can be a part of what is a massive traffic boost.
Anything to add around promotions?
You don't have to lose money using promotions. You can set your prices to where you still have profit margin in those items. You may need to be creative with them. But there's a way to do it in every product so that you're still making a profit and pushing extra sales then.
And how long have you been selling on eBay?
16 years.
What brought you to eBay? How did you get started?
So I started selling on eBay because I was in an MLM, a multi-level marketing, sold rubber stamps, like back in the day, the crafting, all of that. Like, I'm not even a crafty person, but that's what I was selling. And we had our third child who was really sick. So there was no going to parties or having parties or any of that. So now I had all of these stupid rubber stamps that I didn't even really like and nothing to do with them. So somebody said, hey, why don't you sell them on eBay? I listed them all at auction at 99 cents each, and they went through the roof. And then I went, huh, I can do this. And I've never stopped.
And your husband, Matt, has he been your partner in your eBay business since the beginning, or when did he come on?
No, so it was just me for the first 11 years. And actually, in the beginning, I think he thought I was just nuts and that I just wanted to shop and bring stuff home. And then as it grew and grew, I got into a place where I was going to have to hire help. And so I said, I'm either going to have to hire help or you quit and we grow this together. And you never have to drive in Chicago snow to a job you don't like anymore. And we decided that was a better option. So 5 years ago, he quit his corporate job, and we've been both full-time e-commerce sellers ever since.
Anything else to add to sum up?
Come to Ecom Chicago next year.
All right. Well, thank you. We've been speaking with Cindy Zlotto regarding promotions and promotions for the holidays.
Thanks, Doug and Cindy. Up next, we answer your questions. If you have questions,
we have answers. And boy, do we have questions this week, Alan.
Indeed, we do. Four, in fact.
Excellent. Without any further ado, will you read the first question?
Certainly. Our first question is from eBay seller Rassistor. That's RaaSistore.
Mm-hmm.
He asks, I listed 50 items last month, but all sales for last month was only 5 items. How do I improve my sales? What do you think, Griff?
This one's pretty easy, Alan. So if you have low sales, lower than you'd like, there's a few steps that you should take. And the first one is to research the market in which you're listing items. And the two things you're looking for are demand and price for your items. You want to make sure that there's some demand, and you want to make sure that you're not overpricing. Those are the two big obstacles that sellers who have low sales never consider.
Same here. See it all the time. This person sounds like a new seller.
But He does.
But something I see on the boards quite regularly is sellers whose sales have decreased. And when you check their items, they're just not items that are in demand anymore.
Or they're priced too high.
Right. They don't review the kind of competitive marketplace that often. So oftentimes there'll be a competitor come along and undercut them on price. Mm. And they're just not aware of it. They just don't check. So they're blind to that.
There are tools in Seller Hub that can help you with this research with both demand and sale price. And the first one you're going to check is you're going to go to Seller Hub and you're going to look for your traffic report under performance. And you're going to look at each one of your items at the bottom of the list. On the top, there's aggregate data for all your listings. But at the bottom, every single item you've had listed in the last, I believe it's like a month or so, you'll see impressions, page views. Impressions are how many times your item has shown up in front of a buyer in a search result, and page views are how many times the buyer's actually clicked on the item to view it. And that can give you an idea of the current interest in your items. And then you're going to use search to actually look for sale prices by searching for identical items and making sure that yours is showing up and it's attractively priced. It's not too expensive. Then the second thing you need to do is, you only listed 50 items last month. You didn't tell us how many items you had in total. I'm going to assume it was 50. That's not enough to make sales on eBay.
Right.
50 items is just not enough. So my second recommendation is, list more items. You have to always be listing, always increasing the amount of inventory you have up on the site. It's really difficult to make sales and or a living with just 50 items listed.
Okay. You could also try something like promoted listings as well.
You could, but I do these steps first.
I suppose if you're promoting something that's more expensive than the other items on eBay,
that could actually be a bad experience.
Bad experience. Some buyers are going to go usually with the one that has the lowest sales price.
That's right.
All right. Excellent advice, Griff. Are you ready for question number two?
Yes, I am.
This one comes in from Nicole. And Nicole asks, I've noticed this problem for a while. Lately, when I sell a one-off, just have one item on eBay, the listing does not delete. For example, I recently sold 6 items, and even after shipping them and leaving the buyer feedback, the listings remained active. This sometimes results in someone else will buy the item that I no longer have, and then I have to cancel it, which is bad for my account. Nicole goes on to provide some examples. She said she sold the following items, shipped them, but still had to manually go back and end the listing. They're still there, but they are listed as 0 in quantity. So I still have to manually delete. But that's okay, since at least they can't sell when I no longer have any left. Thanks, Nicole from Florida.
Hello, Nicole. First off, you don't need to delete them. It's not an issue or a bug. If you ever notice a listing that shows up in your active view on Seller Hub with 0 quantity, but it's still showing as active, it's a clear indication that the option for stock out has been set to yes in your site preferences. Those listings that were listed when it was checked yes do not appear on the site once the quantity reaches 0, and for single quantity items, the minute it's sold, it's off the site. However, what may be confusing you is that you as the seller can still see them and you can still find them. But no one else, including me, can. So when she gave those examples, I couldn't look them up.
Oh, nice.
No one can actually buy another one of these items. Now, you can change this setting if you like. And if you're only selling one-of-a-kind items and not utilizing quantity, this might be a good idea. So you go to My eBay. You click the Account tab. You click on Site Preferences under Account Preferences. Locate the Stockout option and uncheck the box for Yes.
Nice. I didn't know that. Thank you, Griff. This one was tricky. If you don't know about stockouts, you might miss the reason and instead blame a ghost or a bug or a ghost bug.
Agreed. You should always go to site preferences whenever you notice something odd like this seller noticed. The solution, Alan, is going to most likely be found there.
Great. On to our third question this week.
We're on a roll.
This one comes in from seller Fit to be Tied.
You know, my user ID is at the end of my rope, so we should meet for coffee. I think I can meet your needs, so to speak.
Yes, you too should. You need all the friends you can get, Chris. But not just yet. Let's address the question first. The question is, if 90% of my items are buy it now on eBay, why when I sell a similar item, does the mobile app always default to 7-day auction? Is there a way to change it to buy it now as a default? By the way, love the podcast.
Yeah, I'm with you, Fit to be Tied. I hate this default on the mobile app. And for those wondering, this is indeed a default setting in the mobile app. So it's not something that you can reset or change. And it just drives me crazy. I now use the mobile app for a lot more than I ever did before.
Yeah.
But if I'm creating a listing on the mobile app, in the listing flow, it defaults to a 7-day auction. And there should be a setting there for sellers who are experienced to say, I'll select that option if I want it.
Yeah.
Because I never use it. Or I'm all fixed price.
Just remember my last one. Yeah. Like, yeah, if you're doing good to cancel, just leave it good to cancel.
No, we're in the meantime, just remember to change that default.
Okay. Good to know. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Our last question of the week comes in from eBay seller Sean. Sean writes, hello, and thank you for the great podcast.
Yay.
Yay. Thanks, Sean. How do buyers see your combined shipping discounts if they are available? Is it best to make a disclaimer in the item description, or does eBay give the buyer notice during checkout while viewing the item? I offer free shipping on all of my listings and would love to know the best way to offer combined shipping discounts and incentives for buyers to make bundle purchases. Am I correct that offering free shipping trumps calculated shipping when trying to achieve and maintain top-rated seller status and being in the top of search results? Thank you very much, Sean.
Yeah, this is a really confusing one, and it took me some while to work through it. But let's address your last question and statement first. So free shipping is not a requirement for top-rated seller. To become a top-rated seller, you need to have an eBay account that's been active for at least 90 days, and you also have had to have had at least 100 transactions and $1,000 worth of sales with U.S. buyers over the past 12 months. You should also be in full compliance with eBay's selling practice policy, but we're just going to assume if you're listening to the podcast, you are.
That's right.
Now, you can find the requirements on the help pages if you search for top-rated. Now, as a top-rated seller, you can qualify for some exclusive top-rated plus benefits if you offer same or one-day business handling with the 30-day or longer free return. Free shipping is not a requirement. And free shipping might give you a boost in search, but it's not a requirement for top-rated plus. Now, let's get back to your question about combined shipping. There are two different tools for providing combined shipping discounts. One is the old tool that's been around for almost 20 years. And the other one is the newest tool, which is one of the promotions option and promotion manager on Seller Hub. I don't recommend the old one. You can find it. You can still try to apply it. It's really clunky. It's kludgy. It's outdated. It was primarily built for people who have auctions and they would wait to invoice a buyer before they would send payment. And that's just the old way of doing things. It doesn't really work on eBay anymore.
Mm-hmm.
We recommend you use the new. We'll include in the transcript the URL that'll take you right to the Seller Center page that's all about promotions. Because it's a long one, I'm not going to read it on the air. You can also get there by going to Seller Center at the bottom of any eBay page. Scroll down the long page that you see next, and there's a whole section where one of the links is promotions. The shipping discount tool in promotions doesn't work on listings that have free shipping. So in your case, you might want to consider using another one of the promotion options. And it sounds like maybe order discount or even markdown manager sales event would work for you with these. These are great ways of giving an incentive. Unlike with the old tool, when you have listings that are being offered in one of the promotion tools, whether that's order discounts or if you're charging for shipping for shipping discounts, that's really clear on the listing page. Really clear. It's up there in a big, big banner so that the buyer sees it. That can spur them on to making more purchases. You can read about all of these in Seller Center. Let me direct you there. Bottom of most any eBay page, there's a link for Seller Center. If you've never been there, go now and read everything so that you become as smart as Alan.
Don't know about that. You do not want to be as smart as me.
Hey, you do. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Griff. You deserve a break now. That was a lot. There's a lot of info to take in. Thank you. I've learned so much. And that's all of the questions I have this week.
That's too bad. I was just getting on a roll.
You were.
Mm.
Sellers, if you want the podcast team to answer your eBay question, email us here at podcast@ebay.com or call us on the exclusive hotline at 888-723-4630.
And we'll repeat that email address and phone number again in a few short minutes. First, we'll listen to some nice segue music. And that's our show for this week.
On our next episode.
Yeah, that's episode 65.
Yeah, 65. Thanks. On our next episode, episode 65, we'll start the month of November off with a new topic.
Yay.
Phew. Shipping for the holidays and beyond.
Ooh, shipping, my favorite topic.
I thought photography was your favorite.
Well, it is, but I have many favorite topics. Is that so wrong?
During the month, we'll explore how to maximize shipping speeds while keeping shipping costs at a minimum.
We'll review the cutoff dates for different shipping services and classes of service as we move closer to the holidays.
We'll have in-depth interviews with members of the eBay shipping team.
And a few industry experts as well, including a chat with a rep from UPS.
And much more on topics like ideal packing for economy, safety, and buyer delight.
Oh, I can't wait. And don't forget our number.
Of course, if you want to join the fun here on the eBay for Business podcast, you can be a part of the show when you call us on 888-723-4630.
That's right. 888-723-4630. You can call that hotline any time of the day, any day of the week, where you can leave a question or comment, and we just might put it on the air if it's appropriate.
We have our very own email address where you can send your questions if you prefer. It's podcast@ebay.com. That is podcast@ebay.com.
Hey, Alan.
What's up?
You know it's fun?
Yes. Though I suspect what I consider fun differs from what you call fun.
No, perhaps. But you know what every eBay seller can agree is fun?
No. What? Oh, wait. I think I know.
You know it's coming, right?
Meetups.
Bazunga.
I don't think that's how you say that.
Whatever. If you want a fun night out, you need to sashay over to a local eBay seller meetup where you can meet up with other eBay sellers just like you.
Like me?
Well, maybe not exactly like you, Alan, but close. at eBay seller meetups.
Wait, I know this spiel. May I?
No. Okay, be my guest.
Oh, cool. At seller meetups, sellers share tips, selling stories, learnings, insights, and even a little gossip.
And kvetches. Don't forget the kvetches.
I like kvetches. Mm. Those two. You can see upcoming meetups on our special eBay community page for meetups at ebay.com/meetups.
And don't forget to tune in to our weekly live video stream on the eBay for Business Facebook page every Wednesday at 12:30 p.m. sharp Pacific time. Go to facebook.com/eBay for Business.
And right after the live stream, hop on over to the eBay community page for our weekly chat. It starts every Wednesday at 1 o'clock Pacific. Go to ebay.com/community chat and we'll see you there.
That's our show for this week, Alan. The eBay for Business podcast is brought to you by the following posse. Head of Community, Brian Burke.
Our special correspondent, Jen Deal.
Associate Executive Segment Producer, Doug Smith.
Marketing strategist, Liz Austin.
Mike's esteemed co-host, Alan Aisbit.
Editor-in-chief and our good friend, Griff.
That's me. The eBay for Business podcast is produced and distributed by Libsyn and Podcast 411. What if we did no ad lib out?
Oh, I'd miss it.
You would?
I think people like it.
You think so? I haven't seen any input or feedback recently. No.
No.
Just somebody who said, those two guys think they're funny. They should stop.
Oh, my God.
No. I wonder if that guy's listening.
I hope he is. Hmm. Do we know who it is?
No, I don't know. Somebody left a review on Apple Podcast. Two guys think they're funny. They're not funny. Well, I agree, but that's not going to stop us.
We have to have some fun. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, it would be... Should we just do one episode that's totally dry?
We're trapped in this closet.
It's a big room. The room's bigger than it used to be.
We can't get out.
The door's unlocked.
We have to have some fun.
Are you warm in here?
It is very warm.
Yeah, I got to have them turn the temperature down. Because the B studio for video is actually really nice and cool. So I'll talk to facilities.
I can see it through the window.
Now we're getting boring.
No.
You don't think so? Who wants to
What's your plans? What have you got on for the rest of the week?
Nothing. I have no life outside of eBay.
Come on.
None.
Not
zero.
This again.
Nothing.
Are you going to play some music?
Probably not. Maybe.
Learn some new skills. Read a book. Watch a movie.
Learn some new engineering software. Oh, nice. A friend of mine turned me on to something that might make editing this dang nabbit podcast a little easier.
Well, I'm still unpacking my boxes from my move. You know, I just moved house recently. So that's what I'm doing. Yep. And I have a sore back from moving. So
I think this is about all the self-indulgence our audience can stand for.
Yeah, if anybody wants to help me unpack boxes, give us a call on 888-723-4630.
That's it. We're definitely not getting any phone calls. Thanks, Ellen.